peace with God. Judges 6, 17 through 24.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
He said to them, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Please don't go away until I come to you and bring out my present and lay it before you." He said, "I will wait until you come back." Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened cakes and an ephah of meal. He put the meat in a basket and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out to him under the oak and presented it. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened cakes and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth." He did so. Then Yahweh's angel stretched out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes, and fire went up out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes. Then Yahweh's angel departed out of his sight. Gideon saw that he was Yahweh's angel, and Gideon said, "Alas, Lord Yahweh, because I have seen Yahweh's angel face to face." Yahweh said to him, "Peace be with you. Don't be afraid. You shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to Yahweh and called it, "Yahweh is Peace." To this day, it is in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. A good amount of skepticism is important when it comes to the supernatural. In one sense, the pattern that Gideon follows here is a good one for us today. Just because an angel appears doesn't mean he's from God. In fact, the Bible actually tells us that Satan makes himself out to be one too. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no wonder, for even Satan masquerades as an angel of light. In fact, Satan used to be a cherub, and the ones who were thrown out of heaven with him were all angels. It is not wise to listen to an angel just because he is one. What Gideon asks for is interesting too. It reminds me of what Abraham did when he was visited by messengers that were going to destroy Sodom. Abraham asked them to stay while they made food for them. It is very interesting to me that God wants to stay. It demonstrates how valuable we really are. We are very, very small to him, yet God wants to stay with us. I'm not sure what Gideon was expecting when he brought this food, but when the angel burned it up with fire from a rock, it's pretty obvious that he got spooked. I think that he was right to be afraid. This kind of thing symbolizes a burnt sacrifice, and sacrifice is done only by priests in Israel. I wouldn't be surprised if Gideon suddenly felt like he had done something seriously wrong. Priests who come into God's presence wrongfully would lose their lives. No one could go into the most holy place and expect to live. I think that Gideon believed he had come into God's presence. God made it very clear that this was a meeting of peace, but he didn't say he was wrong to think that he might die, only that he wasn't going to die. I do think that the fact that his food was burned up like a sacrifice symbolized how near Gideon was to the judgment of God. Coming into God's presence unprepared is not a good thing, but it appears that this food was accepted as a sacrifice. It is so important that we all realize that we are able to come and eat with God only because of Jesus' death for us. We don't deserve to be with God, but because Jesus was burned up on the altar, we have peace with God and will not die. Burning something up on God's altar also symbolized a complete dedication to God. I believe that this is what God was calling for from Gideon as well.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.